Treasure Island anchors another local icon, the Bay Bridge. After 11 years of construction, the bridge's majestic new eastern span is set to open to traffic this fall. It's hard to imagine the Bay without the Bay Bridge, but it hasn't always been with us. And that's why ROHO, the Regional Oral History Office, which is part of UC Berkeley's Bancroft Library, is collecting stories from people who were there when the original Bay Bridge opened to keep those memories alive. Sam Redman from ROHO has recorded a number of interviews with folks who recall that time. He came by recently and shared excerpts with KALW's Stephen Short.
The clips that I'm sharing today happen to be people who were just in the Bay Area at the time, working as Rosie the Riveters or tow truck drivers and engineers and other people that worked on the Bay Bridge. I'm going to share a few clips from the World War II generation who actually watched the bridge as it was originally constructed.
Okay, I think the first clip that we have is by a man named Ralph Anderson. So let's hear what Ralph has to say.
It was going to be wonderful. I didn't realize that the ferries won't be there anymore. But to go across the bridge on the Key System train, the whole lower deck was trucks and trains, and that worked out great. I thought that was a good system, and to go across the bridge for a quarter. That I was impressed, and pretty soon the bridge is going to be paid for, and you wouldn't have to pay anything.
Well, now, what was this Key System train, and why don't we have it now? He said it was dedicated to trains and trucks.
That's right. The lower deck of the Bay Bridge, as it was initially constructed, included what we'd now call a light rail system, a train called the Key System that was throughout the Bay Area at that time. And the Key System was initially included as crossing over the Bay Bridge on the lower deck. The other side of the lower deck included commercial trucks, traffic. And on the top deck, traffic running either way was automobiles. And so he's talking about the initial construction of how it was that was later converted in the late 1950s and early 1960s.
Oh, so we lost that in the early 60s.
One of the interesting things, too, about this whole series is learning about some of the failed proposals that we've had for bridges, including a span that would have run similarly from the Bay Bridge from over Alameda, south of the current Bay Bridge into San Francisco to alleviate some of that traffic congestion that was building up very early on the Bay Bridge. It exceeded all traffic projections almost right away.
Hmm. Well, that kind of explains part of why, you know, Mr. Anderson said, we're going to pay 25 cents a toll and this bridge is going to be paid for and we'll just be able to go on it. But since there's always work that has to be done, I guess that's why toll bridges, which are always promised to be free eventually, are never, ever free. Would that be correct?
It's a remarkable thing. When I've done interviews now with individuals who work on the bridge, one of the things that's just absolutely amazed me is what an active structure it is. The amount of traffic and the number of people that cross the Bay Bridge means that people have to be towed across if their car breaks down. There are, of course, suicides. There are terrible accidents. And on top of that, the process, the way people have worked has changed on the bridge from the time that it initially started. Like Bay Bridge painters, for instance. New rules and regulations that have come in mean that for their actual work, it takes them longer to paint the Bay Bridge. But the reason for that is to actually keep the bay that's below them healthy. Before, the paint would just go directly into the bay. And now with new environmental concerns, new laws that regulate that, it does take much longer to paint the Bay Bridge. But the reason for that is so that we can have a healthy bay.
Well, let's hear another one of the clips that you brought us. This is Norma Gray. She lives in Berkeley now, but she came as a young girl. But, well, let's just hear what she has to say.
In 1936, they just kind of summarily announced that we were going to California. And it was precisely because my dad could not find a job. Yeah. And so he borrowed $100 from his brother, put his three little girls and what possessions he could put in a Model T Ford, and drove across the country.
Wow.
And stopped in Berkeley, California. Their plan was San Francisco, but it cost 25 cents to go across the new Bay Bridge.
25 cents to cross the Bay Bridge, and that was literally more money than they wanted to spend to come to San Francisco. Talk a little bit about what 25 cents means.
In those days, that would have been maybe not a significant amount. My narrator actually reminded me after that, but it would have been enough to probably buy a meal for the evening for the family. And so that it I think puts in context how hard times really were. And actually, it gives us a little bit of an insight into some of the folks who found work on the Bay Bridge, not unlike Norma Gray's father, who packed all of their family and their possessions into a Model T Ford and would have come to the Bay Area seeking work. And job openings at either the Golden Gate Bridge or the Bay Bridge would have looked pretty darn appealing at that time, even though they were pretty dangerous jobs. You can see differences in terms of safety, in terms of pay, in terms of all sorts of workplace conditions changing over the course of building new bridges. People will look at the old Bay Bridge or they'll look at the Golden Gate Bridge and they'll say, gee, these were completed on time and on budget.
And they still work.
And they still work. But, you know, on the other hand, it's because of a lot of a remarkable range of changes in labor that are actually good changes in many respects.